This morning we're talking about drone technology and how the implementation of this technology is helping to keep us a little bit safer on the beaches. And joining us to talk a bit more about that is the New South Wales Minister for Primary Industries, Noel Blair. Good morning. What effect have the drones had on keeping our beaches safe in some of the trials that we've seen so far?
We think we've had a fantastic result with our drones. We've just got some of the results back from some of them on the north coast. Redhead also there in the Hunter and also in Kiama. Been able to identify sharks in 8 cases that has led to beaches being evacuated. And also in one case down on the south coast in Kiama, the drone operator actually identified some swimmers that were in trouble and was able to notify lifeguards, hover over those swimmers until they were safely taken back into shore. So another added benefit from the use of drones.
Benefits certainly, and the drone was able to stay in that spot where the swimmers were until the lifeguards were able to get out. What effect do we think that implementing this technology will have in the future on the role of the lifeguard? Will there be a lot more technology that they'll have to be up to speed with, or will it simply make their life a lot easier?
Look, I think that technology presents wonderful opportunities in a range of areas, and this is one that we're exploring. Obviously, at the moment, you need to be CASA certified to be able to be flying the drones the way that we do them on the beaches. So we actually have our trained pilots operating these. But I'm sure that in the future we'll see whether they're paid lifeguards, volunteer groups, or also council paid people potentially operating drones for a whole range of reasons on our beaches. We've just explored it for identifying potential dangerous sharks. We think it's been successful. Well, we think there's a whole range of other areas that we can probably use them.
As far as cost goes, how cost-effective are they in terms of putting them up against the shark nets? And do you think one is a lot better than the other?
Look, we know that there's just not one thing that is the silver bullet in New South Wales. That's why we've got a whole range of things. We've done the comparisons, really, between the drones and our aerial surveillance. Now, our helicopters over the summer flew 92,000 kilometres up and down the New South Wales coastline. A drone doing aerial surveillance in comparison, obviously, to a helicopter, it's very cost-effective. Obviously, you get a smaller range. But again, we're looking at how we can make it more cost-effective when the battery life gets better, when the cameras get better, we'll be able to do bigger sweeps. And again, it just then comes down to manpower to operate them. So we think that they've got a strong future. That's why we'll continue to do trials and I guess compare them to the traditional methods, like whether it's nets that need to be checked and deployed or whether it's someone operating a helicopter.
I guess, as you mentioned there, Minister, that with technology getting better and certainly cameras getting a lot better as well, the future looks bright for them. You can only recall less than a couple of decades ago we didn't even have a camera on our mobile phone, and look at them now.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted to do here in New South Wales. You know, we know that we've had this issue between, you know, swimmers and surfers and sharks for a long time here in New South Wales. But we wanted to look at new ways to be able to do this. Drones is one of it. We've got other technologies in the water. We're using sonar technologies. We're tagging sharks and we're tracking them and then using 4G listening stations to send tweets and also upload information about the presence of those tagged sharks. We think that technology has a role. And as I said, it's not just one thing that's going to be the silver bullet, so we're trialling a range of things.
And if the technology's there, we might as well use it as part of an entire comprehensive package to keep swimmers safe. Minister, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mark. Cheers.